The Alaska Board of Fisheries has rescheduled its consideration of a controversial proposal that would limit the fishing effort in the Upper Cook Inlet Central District salmon fishery. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
The board will now consider Proposal 379 in 2011, the next time it meets to consider Cook Inlet issues. It was previously scheduled to be heard in March at a meeting focusing mostly on Prince William Sound and Southeast Alaska fisheries. The proposal would shut down the Central District for 2 weeks at the end of July, no matter how the run is shaping up. The idea is to get more salmon into the Northern District of Cook Inlet, where sport fishermen have complained about a lack of fish. Commercial fishermen oppose the idea, and Drew Sparlin, president of the United Cook Inlet Drift Association, says he's glad the board decided to put the issue off for 2 years.
Well, I think it's certainly appropriate, and I am happy that they made the decision to take it to and place it on to the full cycle whenever the Cook Inlet issue is on and before the board.
The proposal was submitted by Board of Fisheries member Howard Delo of Big Lake near Wasilla. Sparlin says he didn't like the way Delo got it on the agenda for the meeting this March.
It was very unusual, and it certainly was something that was different from anything that we've seen in the past, because it just wasn't quite the appropriate way to do things.
Steve Vanek, a commercial fisherman from Ninilchik, calls the proposal an ugly situation and says Delo is just trying to satisfy the sport fishing interests in the Mat-Su area.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's not. It was just a political ploy by Howard Delo's for his purposes.
The Board of Fisheries released a statement saying the move would ensure that the proposal has more exposure for public review and comment, and that it would best be considered in the context of other Cook Inlet proposals. Sparlin says he thinks the move means it's less likely that the proposal will be approved.
Oh, I think without a doubt they're going to get much better information both from the public and from the department.
The board hasn't scheduled its next meeting on Cook Inlet issues, but if it follows the cycle from previous years, it should take place sometime in February of 2011. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.